This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Temperatures are falling, but Wisconsinites can still enjoy plenty of outdoor recreational activities like hiking, biking, and kayaking.
From the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to the North Country Trail to the Ice Age Trail, the state offers more than 2,500 trails.
Wisconsin's Kenneth Casper dedicates his life to the great outdoors and shares local destinations to visit through his online blog. It's called Wisconsin Explorer. Casper joined WPR's Alex Crow to share where people can get their steps in while enjoying the crisp fall air and colors.
So you are a Wisconsinite through and through. You grew up in Wisconsin and you've always loved the outdoors. Tell me a little bit about what you have been doing this fall, that paddling and canoeing. Where have you been?
So in September, I was up in the Boundary Waters for a week. And then in late September, we had a run of really good weather. And I thought, you know, there's probably peak colors up there. So I ran up to a place called Sylvania Wilderness, which is just across the border in the UP, just up the road from Eagle River. And it was a fantastic trip. It was really colorful with the leaves, and I got a great show of northern lights and had a terrific time for 4 days just paddling and fishing.
You know, we've been kind of blessed with some warmer weather, at least up until this point so far. So water sports might actually still be on people's mind. We've talked about it a little bit, but what are some other places you recommend going to this time of year?
Yeah, so I like to do most of my canoe camping in the northern part of the state. And one of the best places that I found this year is the Northern Highlands State Forest. There's flatwater lakes, rivers, and they're all connected by portages. So you can find free campsites last minute, and you can really get immersed in the wilderness up there. As we're progressing through the later portion of fall, it's kind of better to focus your hiking and outdoor activities on the southern part of the state, so south of Wausau, I think. And my favorite area is the Driftless area, which is the southwestern part of the state. There's lots of hills and rivers and plenty of forests. So if you're looking for those fall colors, we're in peak right now, and we should be there for a couple weeks.
All right. So I understand that you have a list of places that you can go to hike and camp throughout, you know, the months of October and November. Is there any place that you're planning to go that people should also consider?
Yeah, I think, you know, and like I mentioned, the Driftless area is like always been attractive to me. What I like to do out there is make like a driving tour with a bunch of short hikes in between. So one example is I might start, find my way to Richland Center and then drive towards the heart of the Driftless area, which is the Kickapoo River Valley Reserve. Along that road, you'll be able to stop at places like Rockbridge County Park, which is this short hike, but really interesting. You go through a stone tunnel and come out by a little creek, and there's plenty of fall colors to see there. And then you hop back in the car and make your way up to Wildcat Mountain State Park, where there's a number of great hikes. My favorite one there is the Hemlock Hardwoods Trail, which is on the other side of the road from Wildcat Mountain State Park, down by the canoe launch is where it starts. It's a pretty hard trail because it's a lot of climbing, but you are in the trees and you have beautiful views of the Kickapoo River.
All right, since you're really experienced in all this stuff, I got to ask, is there any, you know, area that is really not well known that you think folks should check out? Maybe something that a lot of people don't know about?
Yeah, that's a fair question. I think there's a lot of places that fall under the radar. I think when you're thinking about this time of year and it starts to get cold, one thing that people don't think about is these off-the-grid camper cabins that you can hike into. There's one in the Burnett County Forest. You can reserve it, and you hike in just a couple miles. There's no electricity or plumbing, but there is a potbelly stove, so you can be warm, staying overnight, and just be really immersed in the wild.
Kenneth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.